Although the unemployment rate continued to decline in April, the pace of new job growth continued to slow to about half of what it was earlier this year. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on April 2012 U.S. employment trends. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported the unemployment rate continued to decline to 8.1% in April, which was a tenth of a percent lower than the previous month. A year ago, it was 9.0%. That 8.1% unemployment rate was the result of a civilian labor force that contracted by 342,000, and there were 169,000 fewer employed persons in April, but there were also 173,000 fewer unemployed persons. There were 522,000 more people not in the labor force. In plain English, although there were fewer employed persons in April, the number of unemployed persons shrank by slightly more, and the size of the whole labor force declined, all at the same time. Therefore, the ratio between the unemployment rate's component parts changed enough to move the unemployment needle down by a tenth of a percent. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Survey or Report, reported the economy had 115,000 more jobs in April than the previous month. But this was less than 154,000 new jobs in March, and about half of the amount in each of the first 2 months of the year. So, although the number of new jobs continued to grow, it's doing so at a much slower pace. The number of jobs in the private goods-producing sector grew by 14,000 in April. The construction sector eliminated 2,000 jobs last month. However, two subsectors, heavy and civil engineering, as well as residential specialty trade contractors, added jobs last month. Manufacturers continued to add jobs, but at a slower rate as well. In April, they added only 16,000 jobs after adding 41,000 in March and 30,000 in February. Mining and logging was flat in April as well as March. However, its oil and gas extraction subsector added 800 jobs in April. The private service providing sector added only 116,000 new jobs in April, which was a little worse than the 128,000 it added in March, but well below the 218 gain in February. The retail trade sector reversed direction and added 29,300 jobs in April after eliminating jobs in the previous 2 months. Building material and garden supply stores added a notable number of new jobs last month. The professional and businesses services sector added 62,000 jobs in April, which is encouraging after adding only 37,000 in March, but still less than the 89,000 it added in February. Computer systems, design, and related services added 7,400 jobs in April, and management and technical consulting services, which is smaller, added 6,400. The education and health services sector added a total of 23,000 jobs in April, with the highly seasonal educational subsectors contributing about 4,300 of those new jobs. This means that the health care and social assistance portion was up about 18,400 jobs, with several major subsectors adding jobs. However, nursing care facilities as well as child daycare services eliminated a number of jobs. The celebration continued at the leisure and hospitality sector, but it was a subdued party with only 12,000 new jobs last month, compared to a gain of 52,000 in March and 45,000 in February. However, the sector's poor performance can be traced back to its arts, entertainment, and recreation subsector, as the accommodation and food services subsector added a rousing 26,700 jobs in April. And the total number of government jobs declined last month by 15,000. In April, the federal government was down 4,000, state government added 1,000, and local government eliminated 12,000 jobs, again with most of those cuts in education. Now on to temporary help services. March's drop of 9,400 jobs appears to have only been temporary, as the temporary help services sector bounced back in April by adding 21,100 jobs last month. However, even April's performance was below February's gain of 49,600 or even January's growth of 36,400. Therefore, temporary help services jobs were up 0.9% sequentially to 2,494,000 and up 8.7% year over year in April. The temporary help services sector has added about 740,000 jobs since growth restarted in September 2009, and off a little more than 150 from its peak in January 2007. Temporary help services market share, that is, its portion of all jobs, was up to 1.88% in April, its highest level since mid-2007. The highest level was a dozen years ago, when it was 2.03% in April 2000. The total number of jobs rose by less in April than in March, but for both those months, the new jobs number was about half of what it was in the first 2 months of the year. Some experts have speculated that perhaps one reason for the slowing growth in the last 2 months, especially when compared to January and February, could partially be due to the milder-than-usual winter that accelerated spring hiring plans. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.